Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Chester Elton, the co-author of All In, How the Best Managers Create a Culture of Belief and Drive Big Results. That's available wherever books are sold, right, Chest?
You bet. Airports and online and bookstores everywhere.
But, yeah, you don't have to go to an airport to get it. You can go other places and get it. So,
yeah.
Okay, we're talking about having character. We're talking about having some class. We're talking about being magnanimous. We're talking about being a well-rounded, mature person with regard to what do you do when people leave, when employees leave. I don't think we should say, Chester, that when someone leaves, it shouldn't hurt us. It shouldn't bother us. It shouldn't make us feel sad. It shouldn't make us feel a sense of concern, maybe even a little bit of fear, because especially if you got a small company and you've relied on someone, if they leave, that's a big hole out of your all these emotions. It's okay to feel all the negative emotions that are sort of natural, but that shouldn't affect your behavior.
You know, you're exactly right. I mean, you lose a good person, it's a loss. That's why we say we lose them, right?
Right.
But if you've got that great culture and that great environment of, you know, development and personal development and coaching, and you can get past that and see the opportunity and give that employee that's leaving good advice, you know, they become a future resource for you.
Yep.
And it's not uncommon to say, hey, listen, this is a great opportunity. If I were you, I'd take it. Now, you know, what's the timing? How can we transition? If you were me, who would you promote to be in your place?
Exactly. By doing the right thing, you get them, they can help you with these things.
You
there's
bet. Some, do you know anybody that would be interested and in the circles you travel? Because it's going to be a big loss. How much time do we have to make
right.
this transition positive?
Right.
There's one other thing,
Chester, I want to stick in here.
Sure.
This person is going to stay in the industry, probably. There's a good chance they're going to stay in the industry. And you've alluded to this earlier, this person could be one of your greatest cheerleaders when
exactly.
they go out into the industry.
Exactly.
Right?
You bet. You want to be known as the place, like you say, with character and class.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you've got that, you're going to want, you're going to attract great talent. You want people when they leave to say, boy, that was one of the best places I ever worked. You know, I talked to a lot of executives, and they will talk about their early days of leadership development, and their faces light up. I mean, it just goes, say, boy, we had a group at Pepsi, or we had a mm-hmm. group at American Express, or wherever it was, right? And we did some amazing things and had some amazing leaders. It goes to your legacy. You know, as a leader, what do you want your legacy to be? Do you want it to be a small-minded, you betrayed me,
mm-hmm.
you know, when you come to work for me, you're going to work for me in life? Or do you want to have the legacy that says, I developed so many great people in the industry?
I still talk about the people who behaved properly when I left. I still say their names out loud to other people after all these decades, going all the way back to one of my first jobs. I still say their names out loud to people about how classy they were when I left.
You bet. Well, you know, I worked for a long time at a company called O.C. Tanner, and Obert mm-hmm. Clark Tanner was the founder. And when he was alive, the stories of his generosity, even in the face of people that had wronged him, was legendary. You know, you talk about a great legacy.
Mm-hmm.
I remember talking to the head of HR, and she said, there was an employee that had actually stolen from the company.
Wow.
And proved it. And you know, the question that HR brought was, do you want to just fire him, or do you want to prosecute him, right? And Obert said, you know what, if they're stealing, well, there's a lot going on there. Clearly we need to fire them. What kind of compensation? Well, we really don't need to compensate them for anything, but by law it would be so many weeks. he would add a week or two to that compensation.
Wow.
And we used to drive HR crazy.
Right.
They say, why are you doing it? And he said it for that very reason. He says, you know, I want every employee that leaves this company to leave with good feelings.
He took an opportunity maybe to redeem that person, and who knows what how he turned them around. But there's one other thing. Sometimes when people leave, they realize very soon they've made a mistake. You want to leave the door open so they can come back maybe right away.
You've seen people
come back into the same position they left.
Absolutely.
Before they hired somebody to replace them.
You got that right.
It can happen. The cultureworks.com, is that right?
That's it.
Hey, Chester, thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
You bet. Call me anytime.
All right. Chester Elton, ladies and gentlemen. Book is called All In. You'll be back another day. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.